During the flag protests, very interesting, I think that's a sort of combination of fact. In spite of that, we kept business going as usual. We were still doing the calls, still doing the school visits, still doing the serious crime, still smashing drug syndicates. You know, the outcomes are very well, and we were communicating. Now, we always take a step back and say, we could have done it better. Yeah, we could have done it. We can always do things better. But actually, confidence rose.
What one or two things do you think you could have done better?
In the flag dispute?
Yeah.
I think, with hindsight, I would have probably, in December, put in place a greater degree of consistency in terms of our own communication. That's not Liz's issue. That's, I let, for the first few weeks, whoever was in charge speak to that immediate situation, because we didn't want to build something in terms of investigation or support that we would have to dismantle straight away. And I genuinely hoped that actually it would find its level coming up to Christmas. I think a lot of people thought that. Mm-hmm. So probably, with the benefit of seeing it go for January, February, March, would have started the bigger investigation and the more consistent approach in December. What we've done differently, some things tactically on the day we might have done differently. We always do a debrief. There were some things, I think we made assumptions in the way in which the crowd would react, and they might react a different way. I mean, for example, the very first day, if we thought that the city council gates were quite so weak, we wouldn't have had the protester. And you hold your hands up to that and you say our assessment was wrong. But overall, I wouldn't at all change the decision-making around public safety, preserve your resources, deal with the most serious, and then talk about consequences and follow it through, because all the independent voices have said to us, something, that was right. I don't think we have set ourselves up for the summer on this, because our decision-making in the summer will be the same as it was in January, February and March.
The Saturday afternoon protest, surely it was one that could have been targeted. You knew that people were coming from kind of east and north, kind of walking to it on the road. It kind of happened week after week after week.
There were thousands of people involved. And if you're going to close down the east, you have to close down the north. And the routes in were significant. And there were large numbers. And it created a huge public safety risk. Not just an obstruction, but a huge public safety in terms of crime dynamics, the rioting. But also, we had to look at the consequence of that, doing that there. Across what would happen in Newton Abbey, what would happen in Londonderry, what would happen, because the dynamic you set in one place affects elsewhere as well. But the main thing in Belfast was, and I was visiting the command room and seeing the depth of the decision making, which was fantastic, was looking at all the consequences of doing that. And I would rather, I said at the time, I'd rather be accused, with the benefit of hindsight, being risk averse, than having been accused of being overzealous and still having the public order and having people killed, seriously injured, and absolutely seeing the political consensus completely fall apart. For the benefit of hindsight. But
a very interesting... it's the point where the policing is political. And I detect that there are times when, if you like, the politics does affect
there are legal frameworks around the Human Rights Act and around specific legislation that our job is to comply with. And sometimes that is not an exact science, but we stick to that same decision-making. To be told, you should have been sweeping people off the streets in a completely impracticable way, which may have made things worse, I don't think is always the best judgment call to make. My job is to be impartial. But I said, we'd rather be risk-averse and see where we are. Nobody's seriously hurt. A great opportunity now to explore the real grievances coming up to the marching season with a less volatile situation than where we might have been if I just said, go and sweep them off the streets in North Belfast and see what happens.